Blog Talk Radio.
I am certainly rejoicing and being glad in it. And I am always excited to be here with you, coming from the Stars of Heaven Networks 22. And I am certainly excited to be here to minister more and proclaim more of the cake celebration. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I was really excited for this particular portion of the celebration of my birthday, which is 9/22/66, and I tell you, I'm really excited about my birthday because it's a twinning celebration because of me being born a twin. So, how divine is that? That it's also on the 22nd day. So, I'm excited about everything that's happening in the month of September thus far, and I hope that your new beginning of this new month, of this new year is going well, and that you are experiencing everything the Lord has prepared and purposed for you. Yes, yes, yes. The promises of God are yea and amen. That's it. That's all. And I hope that you're experiencing all of the benefits of being born again by way of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, I'm elated to minister today's exhortation in celebration of the cake celebration. And I was really excited when the Lord gave me this because he was reminding me of, again, of how he not only created us, but how he chose for us to receive from him. And how he has ordained for us to receive by living in the earth, the world which he created. And so one of the things that I was thinking about was two gifts that are always a blessing, whether it be for a birthday or whether it be for a wedding day, flowers and jewels are always a delight. And that's what I wanted to minister on today, celebrating our birth flower as well as our birthstone. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I've always celebrated my birthday or just living in the earth in a natural way. And I guess that's being the virgin, being earth. It's just very natural. Some of these comes just very natural to me. And that's how God intended for us to receive. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but I'm going to quickly go and share with you about September's birth flower, which is my birth flower, as well as my birthstone. Now, aster is the birth flower for the month of September, and it's also called forget-me-not. Forget-me-not, and another name for aster is morning glory. And I was really excited when I was put in remembrance of this, because that's exactly what the Lord says, that in each month, the month of your birth, God ordained a flower. He created a flower that is symbolic of not only who he is, being the creator of all things, but it's also the essence of who you are. So along with your birthday, there are also things that God created in the earth, such as flowers and jewels, that give us our essence. And it's symbolic of who we are in the earth realm. And I love that, because everything that God creates in the earth realm not only gives glory and honor to him being the creator, but it also identifies us. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I wanted to just share with you, again, one of the things that forget-me-not means for me spiritually. And one of the things that I included in the scriptures are based on what he said. And throughout the Word of God and throughout the New Testament, Paul wrote a lot about putting us in remembrance and stirring up your pure mind. And that's one thing that I love about the prophetic. The prophetic speaks of the past, present, and the future. And it puts us in remembrance of what God says. Another thing that I love about forget-me-not, the flower, is that it speaks to those who've gone before us, those who have passed on. And I often, around this time of birthday, I'm always thinking of course, my twins, and as well as my mom and my dad and those who have gone on before me. So this is really a month of remembrance, which is in divine order. As it relates to us moving into a new year, forget-me-nots are a beautiful flower, and I want to just share that with you. Now, the other one is my birthstone, which is sapphire, and I love that because sapphire is a jewel that also comes in other colors. And so, again, everything that the Holy Spirit, everything Father God created, he named and gave meaning and purpose and identity. And that, again, that was especially for his glory. And again, for our benefit. Now, the thing that I want to say about God, who is the creator of all living things, in the land of the living, is that the living botanicals, which are the flowers, and its jewels emulate from the crystal kingdom. And, of course, it's also here in the earth realm. And that's one of the things that I practice in my devotion, in my spiritual practices, in exercising my gift, I use crystals a lot. I use flowers a lot. And when I connect to these natural resources, the essence of that connecting with my spirit in the spirit releases whatever it is the Holy Spirit wants to do with me for that day. And I've shared with you a lot of things that I do in my spiritual practices. In doing those things, they are really therapeutic. In my spiritual practices, I use those things that God has given me for therapeutic reasons only. And I love those things because I connect to them in such a natural way. And it's easy for me to communicate. Easier for me to communicate with Father God because I'm using those things symbolically, and it's something I can feel, I can touch with my hands, and I love that. Now, the thing that the Lord was saying to me about this particular blessing and sharing the birth flower and the birthstone with you to put your remembrance of the reason for everything he created. And that was for our healing. And our healing, it should come in a very natural way. Now, the thing that I was amazed about when the Lord gave me this, when he kind of highlighted some things that he wanted to say, as it relates to the botanicals and the jewels and how it relates to healing, is that everything that he created in the earth realm was to be used and is to be used in a natural way for our healing. And when we come in contact with anything concerning God's creation, it will bring healing and release its essence and its medicine that we need. And I love that about the things that he's instructed me to incorporate in my devotion with him, in my spiritual practices with him, as it relates to my heavenly communication and my cosmic communication with him. And it goes right back to what I've been saying for years, is that everything that God does, he does according to his original plan, according to the original plan. And it's his intention and was his intention and is his intention for us to receive in that way, in a natural way. And when we receive in a very natural way, by way of God's creation, that not only says that we are honoring the earth and God who created everything, but that it also keeps us grounded and reconciles us to the Father. And the thing that I was thinking about in my experiences down through the years is how easy it has been for me in my life to receive anything that I need, and that just not come by discipline and planning and decision making, but it truly comes by me being who I am, because we receive our blessings and what we desire based on who we are. And that's very simple, but it's true. Everything that the earth has offered us and gives us, the universe often gives us, is free. It's already in existence. And that's why I talk about alignment a lot. Because if you're aligned according to your soul and you align according to your heart and you hold steadfast in your belief according to your heart's desire, your confession, your convictions, despite what contrary things might be happening, you will receive what you believe. And I'm getting ahead of myself on that too, but I'm going to go right back up to what I was saying about healing. Because again, it was Father God's intention for us to be reconciled and healed according to the blessings and cycles that are given us into our life. And that was the thing that inspired this offering this month, is giving you understanding that you don't have to do anything contrary or be contrary other than who he created you to receive your blessing. And the thing that he was saying to me was that being the inhabitant in his earth, we can connect and receive from the earth's resources when our ways are pleasing to the Lord. And that was very simple when he spoke that to me. And he gave me Proverbs 16, chapter 1 through 8 verse. It says in this title, contrast the upright and the wicked. Now, this is what it reads in Amplified. The plans and reflections of the heart belong to man, but the wise answer of the tongue is of the Lord. It goes on to say in verse 2, all the ways of man are clean and innocent in his own eyes, and he may see nothing wrong with his action. But the Lord weighs and examines the motives and intents of the heart and knows the truth. Verse 3 says, commit your works unto the Lord, submit and trust them to him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to his will and guidance. He goes on to say, the Lord has made everything for his own purpose, even the wicked according to their role and for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud and arrogant in heart is disgusting and exceedingly offensive to the Lord. He says, be assured he will not go unpunished. He goes on to say in verse 6, by mercy and loving kindness and truth, not superficial rituals, he said wickedness is cleansed from the heart. So it's by mercy and loving kindness as well as truth, not by superficial rituals and cloaking of religion or spirituality that we're cleansed, that we're cleansed. He goes on to say, and by the fear of the Lord, one avoids evil. It says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. As he says, better is a little with righteousness than great income with the injustice. And the King James Version says, better is a little that a righteous had than great revenues of the wicked. So this is what he was giving, the contrast between good and evil. And the thing that he was saying is that the reason why many people have to use these ominous ways of receiving, which is also an abuse of scripture in his name, is because they're not pure in heart. They're not pure in heart. And the thing that he was saying is that our receiving from him, it should be in a natural way. And that's one of the things that I thank God that he taught me and really helped me with in my discipleship and me growing as a woman, that I don't have to use the Bible or the Word of God as a way of trying to get blessing and quoting the scripture in such a conjuring, spellish way to get blessing. Because when you are truly who you are and who you're supposed to be in the natural from your soul essence, it comes easy. And he was just really dealing with me about those who abuse scripture and those who use his name and take his name in vain to get the natural things that should come natural, which is, again, by you being who you are. And that's either good or evil. And, of course, that speaks to our personality, our decision-making, most certainly the state of our heart, the state of our soul. So I wanted to say that because he was saying that this is prevalent in the harlot church. And this is why you have the hypocrite, you have the wolf in sheep clothing, you have the hireling, the fleecer, the false prophet, trying to get and gain something that comes naturally easily. And of course, that is easily answered and remedied by repentance of sin and by understanding that we were born in sin. I was born in sin. It's the natural way of us being that we sin. So, you know, this is not a condemnation or a judgment on anyone because I've sinned and, you know, and done things. But through repentance, God has forgiven me. And I've understand that, okay, you don't have to be a Bible-thumping person and pulling the scripture every 5 minutes to get anything from God. It's freely given to us. And he said, you really are the key. So I really want to just share this and really help many of you who have been caught in that. Know that God ordained you in the natural, just simply being who you are, which is good, I hope, by the seed that he put in you, or the regenerated seed, which comes by the shed blood of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of his power. And I want to share a scripture with you that the Holy Spirit gave me that I wanted to share. Because he was saying to me that healing is what we all want. And healing would not come without deliverance. So he said many people, they speak the word of God, they declare the word of God, but the thing is they need deliverance. When deliverance comes, he delivers you from a certain thing, which could take time, or it could be instant by casting out demons. He said then that's when your land would be healed, when you were delivered and set free, because the false church wants to use scriptures for everything. And God said, no, you got to look at you. Y-O-U. Get to the nitty-gritty of who you are and why you're that way, and be honest if your ways are contrary. Because again, he said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he make even his enemies be at peace with him. So it's our ways that we have to look at, how we are, how we navigate our life, the decisions we make, the people we hang around, the person that we really are from the inside. That's what we need to look at. Now, he was saying that, again, that the heart is the key to everything in receiving. And that's what Jeremiah said in the 17th chapter, 9 through 10 verse. He said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord searcheth the heart. He said, I try the reins even to give every man according to his ways and according to his doings. He also gave me Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 8th through the 9th verse, where he says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Jesus declared, if you believe and have faith in God and not in your heart, that the earth will release the promises of God. And I love that when he gave me that, because he also gave me revelation, which I'm going to read in a minute, that if we believe in our heart and doubt not in our heart, believe in God, that God is creator of all things. And everything he created by him for himself and by him for something made. And that it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It's his good pleasure to answer our prayers. Like Jesus said, if you ask me for a fish, will I give you a stone? And that's one of the things that Jesus was trying to make people understand in these parables, is that he came down in a natural way to show us that there's a natural way of receiving, and that comes by purity of heart and by simplicity. And again, that depends on where you get your feed from. That's why it's so important to hear the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, the unadulterated word of God that's not been mixed with treachery and deceit. He says that the earth will release the promises of God by the activation of your faith. The earth will rise up to help the woman, or shall I say the true woman, to rebuke and cast into hell, Hades, every evil work of the kingdom of darkness. And so I gave you Mark, where Jesus was talking about having faith. If you believe in your heart, and doubt not, you should have all things. And he gave me Revelation, the 12th chapter. And I'm going to read Revelation because it was really a blessing, because this speaks of everything that God was saying to me and giving me flowers and jewels. And this is what St. John said when he was Saul, when he was on the island of Patmos. And he saw by revelation. He says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. So he was on earth and he was hearing this in heaven. Because why? He was open. Spiritually, his soul was aligned. His soul was in heart was pure, and because of that, his gifts were open. And that's another thing: our gifts and talents will naturally be open and be pure. And that's why we have to make sure that they're not tainted and corrupted by bad deals or making deals or through greed. Or just the works of the flesh. And he goes on to say, now is come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God. He says, now has come. It's here now. And the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren has been cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And so the accuser of the brethren comes to try to find fault with us, to keep us from receiving what God has released for us into our realm. And accuser brethren goes what? Before God and in the earth realm, he's up and down. And accuser brethren is the false Christ, the hypocrite, to try to discredit our name, our blessings in the earth realm. But verse 11, he says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved like their lives unto death. He said, therefore rejoice, ye heavens. He's telling the heavens to rejoice. And ye that dwell in them. And the word of God says that we're to walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit so that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now he goes on to say to the inhabitants, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the seal and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. So the accuser of the brethren, the devil, has come down, which means fallen angel. He's in the earth realm with using truth and disobedience, the copycatters, the illegitimates, the Ishmaels, to make war. Those who God has cast out of the kingdom of heaven, those who God has taken the name out of the book of life, they're making great wealth because they know that their time is short. He goes on to say in verse 13, and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place. Hallelujah. And that's the part I wanted to get to. The Lord will make a way of escape. He is our protector. He will protect us. And he will give us a way in and a way out. He is our escape. He's our porter. He leads and guides us into all truth. And he says, and the serpent was cast out. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as it flowed after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away with the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth. So we have help. The earth itself is doing that. And I tell you, I have actually lived this many, many times. And that's how I'm able to remain in the earth realm, because of where I live in the spirit. I live spiritually. Because, again, everything he's saying, he said he saw. But it was really what he saw, because the Lord showed him. He was demonstrating by the natural element. And he swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and had the testimony of Jesus Christ. And so, again, this is what God was saying about being his remnant, and about what our seed, about our numeric genetic code, which is our seed, who we are. Now, as the Holy Spirit began to minister to me, I was beginning to thank him and praise him for the paradise of God and everything that he was saying, because he was saying that in the crystal kingdom, we have everything we need. And within the crystal kingdom, we have the crystal diva, we have the crystal grandmothers, which are here to help us. These are spiritual angels and spiritual guides that are help us within in the crystal kingdom of Christ to help us receive everything that we need. And that's according to Revelation, the 22nd chapter, the first through the fourth verse, where John is saying again, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Again, there's in heaven, there's crystals, there's jewels that define the 12 tribes, which we are of. And I love that about God. And he was saying that not only in the midst of it are the streets on either side, the river by the tree of life. And flowers are created by what? Trees. So everything God has given us, he's given us according to the natural things in life. And it's a beautiful thing to have my eyes open, to have your eyes open, to understand that this is not just natural, it's spiritual. Because again, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I think I love about Revelation is that he was saying that not only is it by the river and the tree of life, which bear what? 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves and the trees were for healing of the nation. So he was saying that in order for us to stay in our times and our season, in order for us to bear fruit in our season, and that we have to make sure that we're receiving from the true source, not substitution, not conjuring. And you certainly can't get it by stealing from someone else, living out of somebody else's kid, or trying to use somebody else's identity. It just doesn't work that way. And unfortunately, that's what fallen angels do, disembodied evil demons do. Those who are no longer in God's favor, the false prophet, the false teacher, they're false. They're using the word of God and your stuff to give them legitimacy. And so the Holy Spirit was saying to me that it's important for us to be able to identify and know that we can receive from him in a natural way. And in the Old Testament, that's all they did. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. God spoke to the prophets by inspiration, but it was in the natural that they were able to receive from God according to their deeds and in their ways. And so it is now. But unfortunately, you know, people have abused Christ, used his name, take his name in vain, and used the Bible and the world to get in game. And that's never how God intended. God never intended for us to use the word of God as a jackpot, as a slot machine. it puts the cherry on top and the icing on the cake. But God intended for us to receive our blessings in a natural way. As he said, if my people who are called by name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and I will what? Heal their land. Hallelujah. So there's a process. Heal their land where you live. Heal your heart. Heal your soul. Heal your infirmities. So there's no magic. You can't even use scripture to try to cover up what you need to repent of or what needs to be healed. And a lot of that might take some time because if it's generational or if there's a door open and somewhere, so that when you're not aware of it, it's going to take time, which is why we need to pray and seek God's faith. Now, the last scripture I'm going to leave you with is Isaiah. I was really excited about this one as well because Isaiah, who is declaring what God loves, hallelujah. And he goes on to say in verse 8, for I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. He said, I will direct their work in what? Truth. There it is. He will direct our work in truth. Because our ways will always reveal what we're working. Our ways will reveal what we're doing with our hands. Will always reveal what work it is, and it's going to be declared by fire. Hallelujah, which God said. Jesus said, I'll try by fire. And if you get burnt up, your house get burnt up, well, back to the drawing board. Scratch square one. But he said, I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. Now, that's just not seed of family. And who we give birth to. That means our seed and what we've sown in the earth realm, what I've sown in my spirit, what I've left in the earth realm for is my spiritual essence, my spiritual soul imprint. Hallelujah. There'll be known among Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Hallelujah. And that's what we want. We want our seed to be blessed. Hallelujah. For the Lord to bless it. Hallelujah. Now, verse 10, he says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he had clothed me with the garments of salvation. He had covered me with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decks herself with ornaments. And I love that. I love it, love it, love, love that, because that's exactly what the Lord is doing. He's hosting us in the earth realm. He's my host. He's my shepherd. He's my high priest. He's my covering. He's my husbandman. And he has covered me by the blood of Jesus. He's covered my sins by my repentance and my confession. And now he's decked me with righteousness. He's decked me with blessings. Hallelujah. By his favor and his grace and according to his righteousness. He says, as a bride adorned herself with her jewels, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the gardens cause the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. And I wanted to add in closing that the meek shall inherit the earth. And I'm so excited about that because that's exactly what the Lord was saying to me, that the meek shall inherit the earth because the earth is the Lord. the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein. He said, the cattle on the thousand hills belong to me. So I think I'm really excited. I thank you so much for being here and receiving this beautiful exhortation. I was really excited about ministering it. I'm excited about you receiving it and knowing that, you know, all you have to do is be you. And if you're not working for you, being you is not working for you, go back to God and get your soul straight, your soul straight now with God. And we do that by the blood of Jesus. We do that by repentance, by confession of our sins. He's just and he's faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness and to throw our sins in the sea of forgiveness and remove them no more. Hallelujah. And that's a beautiful thing to know, and that's a beautiful thing to live from. Hallelujah. So with that, peace, and much love. I love you so much. God bless you. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be back later in the week for more of Lisa Marie's birthday celebration of 9-22-56 and celebration of cakes and the Virgin Ring. Love you. I will speak with you soon. Take care.